So is everything as you expected when you came in this morning to church? Just a question. Is it what you expected? You walk through the door and the bulletins are there. Christmas lights are on. Candles are lit. Everything was pretty much as it was expected when you got here, when you pulled into the parking lot. It may have been a little unexpected to find it mostly empty, which, because it's Christmas break, all of the students are gone, so nobody extra is really parking in the lot. So that may have been a little unexpected, but you found a parking spot, so that was good. We've come to expect a lot of things. We just do. We expect that when we go into the grocery store, that at least most of what we're looking for will be there on the shelves. We sort of expect it, and we're kind of shocked when it's not there. And that's unexpected, that you can't find what you normally would get. We kind of expect that when we go out to eat, that the food that we are served will be palatable. You know, we expect certain things from certain restaurants, and we expect a certain amount of service. We have lots of things that we expect from the world around us. We have lots that we expect from our friends and our family, things that just we sort of almost take for granted, that this is just the way it is. You know, we had the recorder and we had the organ this morning, so that was pretty much as expected. We've come to expect that. Would be much different if you came in and all of a sudden we had, you know, some other instrument up there. Maybe we had the, you know, electric guitar or something of that nature. Might have been a little unexpected. Not that, you know, would have been bad, but it would have been unexpected. Or if, you know, the organ sort of started playing things in duck sounds or weird animals or something of that nature, that would have been unexpected. But we've come to expect a lot of things in our world. When the disciples of John were sent to Jesus by John to ask him the question if he really was the one who was to come, or should they look for another? The reason is because Jesus wasn't what everybody expected. Jesus was different than what they expected. From somebody who was the Christ, the anointed one, or the Messiah, the long-awaited one, Jesus was not what they expected. We see this throughout the Gospels, that Jesus does stuff that's unexpected all the time. That's why there's always this shock and this amazement, and people are astounded by all of these things that Jesus does, that these are unexpected things. The Messiah wasn't supposed to do this stuff. Now, prophets, on the other hand, like John, do things like this. We see this in the Old Testament. The prophets raise the dead. The prophets heal the sick. The prophets do these things. But the Messiah wasn't supposed to. The Messiah was supposed to come and reign and rule in his kingdom. The Messiah was supposed to restore Israel to its former glory. The Messiah was supposed to rescue Jerusalem from Roman rule. The Messiah was supposed to do these things. And Jesus, well, he didn't do those things. It was unexpected. So John sends his disciples to Jesus and says, "Really, Jesus, are you really the one? Because you're not doing what we expected the Messiah to do." And Jesus responds with a very real and grounded response, tells John and his disciples, "What do you see? What do you hear? Go tell John what you're seeing here. These people who were deaf can now hear. The people who were blind can now see. The ones who couldn't walk, well, they're walking. And the ones who were dead, well, they're not dead anymore. And this is what I came to do." And Jesus is speaking, yes, both on a very real, tangible level, that he was healing the blind, he was casting out demons, he was doing those things, but there was something even more unexpected about Jesus, and that was he was doing this on a lower level that we didn't expect. And he carries this out throughout the rest of his ministry, that the things he does that our eyes can see are one thing, but what he's doing underneath. When he says, go your way, your faith has made you well. You've been made whole. Not just that you can hear, not that you can see, but that your heart is cleansed, your sins are forgiven. The Messiah wasn't supposed to do that. The Messiah wasn't about forgiveness of sins. He was about earthly reign, and yet Jesus comes and takes it to this level of unexpectedness, this forgiveness of sins, this healing of the whole person, the restoration of Samaritans and Jews being made one, being made the same, being treated alike. That's not what the Messiah was supposed to do. Jesus is unexpected. So we could get down on John and his disciples for not realizing who Jesus was, but he was unexpected. It was as if you would come into church this morning and this whole place would have been painted blue and you know the pews were gone in place of bean bags or something like that. You would have come in and went, what is going on here? That's what his disciples were doing. What is going on here? It's not what we expected. So throughout the centuries, though, since this time of John's disciples and Jesus and all of the things that he did, all the way up through the work on the cross, these unexpected things that the Messiah did, over the centuries, well, the unexpected in Jesus' time has become expected in our time. And that can be both a good thing and a bad thing. Right? So, as I talked about when you first came in and you realized we have the organ and we have the candles and everything is just as it is expected. That's good. That's good. That means we're home. That means this is the place where we are fed, where we are together, where we are encountering God in the word and in the music and in the sacrament. That's a good thing to expect that. But we all know that the more that we expect, the more we sometimes feel entitled. Or sometimes we even feel a little, it's what we do. We take it for granted. That's the whole thing about going into the grocery store and you expect to find certain things on the shelves and they're not there. And you go, well, wait, why are you not carrying the thing that I always buy? Why is that not here? And some people even get really upset about that. Well, and with Jesus, sometimes as we come in, we sort of take it for granted that we're going to hear that our sins are forgiven. We're going to hear that, you know, Jesus loves us. We're going to hear that the gospel feeds us in the word and sacrament, and it strengthens our faith. And we go, yeah, it's what we expect. But again, that's both a good thing and a bad thing. Because if we come to the table with a sense of entitlement that, yes, this is, you know, I deserve to be here because I come every week. Well, wait, not necessarily. The only reason we deserve to be here is because of what Christ did on the cross. Has nothing to do with us coming every week. Has nothing to do with us sitting in the same pew every week. Has nothing to do with us giving our donations and our offerings and our tithes every week. That has nothing to do with what Jesus does here. So let's get that expectation out of our heads and out of our hearts. Because what Jesus does for us sinners, us, and it's not in our confession for Advent, but us poor, miserable sinners, is really unexpected. That the God of the universe, the creator of all things, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, unity and trinity and trinity and unity, forgives you? Forgives me? That is not what we would expect. But it's what we have come to expect. So Jesus performs these miracles for the people watching so that they can see who he is and what he does, but also so that they can know who he is and what he does, so that they can come to expect the unexpected. They can come to realize that God is indeed for them and for us. So I'm glad, I am thrilled that we can come in here and expect certain things. And I'm also thrilled that every week we come hearing that our sins are forgiven, that our God loves us, and that our faith can be strengthened through word and sacrament, and that we can come together as one body, these things that we expect. And at the same time, as Advent continues, there's always the unexpected. There are always things that happen that we just don't really prepare for. We're not sure what's going to happen next. But we do know that Jesus is there for us. Amen. As we read in Philippians in our epistle reading, now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.